Chapter 1 Mouse stared out the window at the sky. It was very blue. Not a cloud in sight. Not the slightest hint of snow. He sighed and laid his head down on his desk. Mouse liked school, most of the time. He liked seeing his friends, like his best friend Rebecca and the other members of his secret club. He liked learning new things and even taking tests. But sometimes he just got bored. Sometimes he just wanted out of his desk so badly that he would do anything. Once he even volunteered to empty all the garbage cans in the school just so he could roam the halls. Another time he had asked if he could inspect the hallways while they were empty for any safety hazards or areas that needed to be fixed up. But Mouse was running out of excuses, and it didn't look like there were going to be any snow days any time soon. He had already finished his work for the class he was in, and his toes would not stop wiggling in his shoes. He thought about all of the things he could be teaching his pet mice at home. He had an assortment of mice that he trained to do various things, but they were also his friends. He always had one with him, tucked away in his pocket. But when he peeked into the top pocket of his shirt, his mouse was sleeping.
"You must be as bored as I am," Mouse whispered to his pet.
He looked at the clock and watched the second hand tick in a slow circle. He sighed again and looked back out the window. The green grass was calling him. The playground in the distance was likely to be empty, which meant he could play all day. The playground was also where the secret hideout of his secret club was. It was a treehouse that he had stumbled upon by accident. Now, it was the place where his secret club planned pranks and practical jokes. Thinking of the treehouse gave him an idea. He smiled.
"Uh-oh," Rebecca whispered from beside him when she saw his smile.
"What?"
Mouse asked innocently.
"I know that look."
Rebecca narrowed her eyes.
"Just what are you planning?"
Rebecca was a great detective. Most of the time, he really liked that about her. Sometimes, though, it got a little annoying.
"I'm not planning anything," he insisted, and tried to hide his smile.
"Lies,"
Rebecca hissed.
"Rebecca,"
the teacher called out from the front of the class.
"Did you have something that you'd like to share with the whole class?"
Rebecca sighed and shook her head.
"No, Mrs. Connell, I'm sorry." "No talking in class,"
Mrs. Connell reminded them.
"If you're bored, the blackboard could use cleaning."
Mouse jumped up out of his desk so fast that he nearly knocked it over.
"I'll do it, I'll do it," he called out eagerly. "You can both do it."
The teacher sighed and pointed them in the direction of the chalkboard. Rebecca didn't look too happy to be cleaning off the board, but Mouse was relieved to be out of his desk. As they began scrubbing off the board, Mouse whispered to her.
"Do you want to meet up after school?"
he asked.
"We haven't had a meeting of the secret club in a while."
"I can't today," Rebecca frowned. "My parents are having a family portrait done tomorrow after school, so today my mother and I are going to get our hair styled."
"That sounds like fun,"
Mouse grimaced.
"It will be,"
Rebecca grinned.